Well, it's Wednesday, February 3rd, and I thought I'd do a bit of an update on the recent report out of the UK on the UK variant picking up the E484K mutation, which decreases the effectiveness of vaccines. And it's something I've been tracking for a while now, so I thought I'd just give you a little bit of background and some of the implications. That particular change has been of interest for quite some time now due to several different lines of evidence. The three variants that I've been mapping and that have the most interest are the one that was originally isolated are identified in the UK, followed by South Africa, and then Brazil. They really all have quite a bit in common. They all evolved out of the G clade, which is due to in the spike gene, the D at position 814 changing to a G. And that fairly early broke into three different branches. One was G, one was GH, one was GR. And as the mutations piled up, they kind of changed the designations, but they still include where they originated. And the UK and Brazil versions both evolved out of the GR, while the South Africa evolved out of GH. So even though they divided up fairly early, they have some changes that are identical, which is strong evidence that these changes are being swapped by a recombination. But the ones they have in common, all of them have another change in the spike gene and receptor binding domain, position 501. And all of them change the N at 501 to a Y. In addition, they all have a deletion in the NSB6 gene is three amino acids deleted. I think it's 106 to 108, and all three variants have the identical three amino acids deleted in most of their isolates. There are some variations on that theme, but in general, the most common, they have the same three amino acids missing. Two out of the three have deletions in the spike gene itself. They're in the N-terminal domain. And the one that doesn't, which is Brazil, has a series of mutations in the N-terminal domain. And those changes are probably have to do with immunological escape. But the position that's got the most attention is the one at 484, which is also in the receptor binding domain. And the E has changed to a K in both the Brazil and South African strain. I've been monitoring the sequences, and I have this map of sequence map. And I was somewhat interested in different mutations that had jumped from one variant to the other, and one that caught my eye was E484K, where I saw that was starting to appear on the UK variant. And once this started, probably about a month ago or so, and then when there were like three or four of them, I decided to put them on the map. The map, I'm not putting the variants in the country of origin, at least for the UK and for South Africa, because there are way too many. I don't even know how many are in the UK now, but it's probably above 10,000. And in South Africa, I think it's about 500. And so I figured they were both widespread in those respective countries. So the map really wouldn't add that much, that the virus is everywhere within the country. But I did put the UK versions that did pick up a change of position 484. And I also put the South African variants that were in the UK on the map. And pretty dramatic what's happened over the last month or so. The number of instances with change of position 484 continues to go up. Geographical reach continues to expand. Right now, they're all still in the UK, but initially they were in England itself, and then some started to spread over to Wales, and then some went to Scotland, and then one actually jumped over to Ireland now. And so they're all on. And that same general area, but there are concentrations. Alderley Park has the highest number of cases. And in addition to changing to a K, there is a limited number that make additional changes to either a D or a Q or a G. Others have reported it changing to an A. It actually changed to an A to escape the Regeneron monoclonal antibody, which targets the receptor binding domain. And when it changes to A, the monoclonal is no longer neutralizing. There were quite a few different reports that indicated the change at position 484 led to was an immunodominant location, and it could have profound effects on a person, the host's immunity. There was some antibody depletion study where they actually pulled out the antibodies that targeted that site, and then looked at what was left. And some individuals that knocked out all of their neutralizing antibodies activity, in others it knocked it down tenfold as far as the concentration of the neutralizing antibodies. And so there was concern as to how well the vaccines were going to work against both the South African and Brazilian strains. It's also noteworthy that both of those variants arose after there was a fairly widespread outbreak, and frequently involved people that had been infected previously. So they were getting infected a second time, which is more evidence for that change, allowing the virus to escape the immune response of the host. And therefore, the antibodies that were generated against the initial infection didn't protect against the subsequent one that changes that position. And as most of you know, the vaccines are all made against the original Wuhan sequence. That sequence came out in over a year ago now. It was in early January. And of course, it didn't have any of these changes that are in the variant. So it didn't have, it basically had the E at position 484. There are other experiments that also indicate this is a problem. It started to become clearer in the clinical trials for the various vaccines. Some of the companies use multiple countries to do the trials, and they invariably got poor results when they were done in Brazil or South Africa, because at the time of the trials, the variants were fairly widespread, and they gave poor protection, that the effectiveness of the vaccines were lower in those countries, indicating that the vaccines didn't work as well. On the positive side, there's some evidence that indicates that even if the vaccines didn't prevent infection, they prevented a more severe disease, including hospitalization. And results out this morning with AstraZeneca suggested that they lowered the amount of virus and decreased the ability to transmit, which probably applies to all of them. So on a short-term basis, the vaccines are probably going to be effective. That people aren't going to be getting as sick. They aren't going to be affecting as many, but it would allow some infections to happen, and it would, of course, set up selective conditions for the virus to mutate away from that, and so that new versions may be more effective at infecting the hosts, or more effective at getting a higher viral load and more easily transmit. So that is one of the problems with knocking the virus down somewhat, but not completely. Then the virus is at lower levels, has a selection pressure to change and evade that reduction and bounce back up again. Just as a final note, the area that would probably be most useful to be looking for these variants, especially for the UK variant picking up E484K, would be Florida. Florida is now number one in the country for this variant. The number is going up on a daily basis. Unfortunately, the visibility is not good in Florida. It's hard to find anything about variants on their website. The media has been putting out tallies. I'm not sure where they're getting the numbers, whether they're actually calling or whether there's a site that I haven't found yet. But just to give you an idea, last Friday, they officially, I think, had something like 92 cases. And then Monday, it was up to 147 cases. These are all variant cases. And today, it's up to 186. There's some distribution on it. These, like I say, they're coming from media. They're coming after the fact. You can't really assign the sequence to a given region, because most of these are coming out by just saying Florida. They don't even break it down by county, which is usually done, but isn't being done in Florida. And so there's really no localization information for individual sequences. And moving things around seems to be coming, again, after the fact. And the total number of sequences, I think, is around the lower 90s. So there are twice as many reported positives now than the sequences. Usually it's the other way around. The sequences frequently come out before the reports because the labs deposit them very quickly, and they have them sequenced shortly after they're confirmed. There's a bit of a lag in Florida. But so far, all of these changes where E484K arises has only been in the UK so far, but the UK produces the largest number of sequences. Like I said, I think there's over 10,000 just from the UK. So they put out quite a few, and the database is easily searched. So it's easy to find these as soon as they hit the databases. So you can keep a running tally fairly easily. But if the sequences aren't in the database, of course, you don't really get a tally. So that's where it is. The virus is going to continue to evolve. It'll continue to evade vaccines. The various vaccine companies are already making a booster, which will probably target either the Brazil or the South Africa version, both of which have E484K. Unfortunately, the virus seems to be able to make these other versions, so it doesn't have to be a K. It can be an A or a G or a D or a Q. And how well those will cross-react still remains to be determined, but it's going to be an ongoing battle, and it's a challenge just to get everybody or a significant portion of the population vaccinated initially, and then if boosters are required, it's going to be a constant game of catch-up. And unfortunately, the virus doesn't really care whether they're making things harder to keep the vaccine current. In fact, they would obviously much rather have the vaccine out of date, and the virus is doing a very good job at this time.